Treasury Star Parade. Produced under the personal direction of William A. Bacher, with Vincent Price as our master of ceremonies, David Brookman and the Treasury Orchestra and Chorus, and starring Mr. Orson Welles in Violet Atkins' story of unconquered Yugoslavia, the Chetniks.
Chetniks, the bugles are blowing from peaks of tall, dark mountains.
The Chetniks. In a gloomy forest back in the hills of Yugoslavia, a group of men stand in a half circle around their leader. On the edge of the circle, the lookout stands, alert, his gun poised. In the dim half-light beneath the great trees, these fierce men take a vow that will consecrate them forever to one service. Listen to their grim oath as their leader, Dušan, speaks.
You repeat after me. For the glory of Yugoslavia.
For the glory of Yugoslavia.
And for the greater freedom of the world.
And for the greater freedom of the world.
Take a step forward. Speak your names.
See their faces lifted to Dušan. All different, but all molded and merged into the same hard, fierce distinction of their new destiny. To free Yugoslavia. That boy with the newly healed scar down his cheek.
Ivan Mirkovich.
The middle-aged man with the sensitive scholar's face.
Martin Vodjornik.
The young woman with the grave, tragic eyes.
I, Sonia Godnik.
That thin face of the born soldier, rigid with purpose.
I, Boris Stampa.
The square-jawed peasant with the grizzled hair.
I,
swear to fight for the freedom of Yugoslavia until the enemy is driven from our country.
Swear to fight for the freedom of Yugoslavia until the enemy is driven from our country.
And God lives again in Yugoslavia.
And God lives again in Yugoslavia.
They raise their hands solemnly, dedicating their lives to that pledge. They are all dressed as peasants, many in ragged, patched clothes. Some are barefoot, and each carries on him the only possessions left to him in the world, his gun, his cartridge belt, his knife, and the vial of poison sewed into the lapel of his coat, so he may never be taken alive.
Never be taken alive!
One for all, and all for one, until death!
One for all, and all for one, until death!
Until death.
You are now, each of you, a member of the Chetniks. There is no life for you now but implacable war on the Nazis.
Subordinate.
Yes?
Strike each name off the list. When you join the Chetniks, you are considered nameless, dead.
We pledge alive to victory.
Nameless, dead. Do you know what that means, men and women of America? These men and women are only grim shadows now, without names, without identities. Everything has been taken from them. Home, children, love, church. Everything but hate. The flaming, relentless purpose that only death can obliterate. The utter annihilation of every Nazi who set foot on beloved Yugoslavian soil. Look at them now as they stand grim, quiet, almost defaced in the dusk, waiting for Dušan to speak. He stands with his chin sunk on his chest, and then suddenly his lips move, as if he speaks to himself.
Yes, Chetniks. I too am nameless. But once I too had a name. I had a home, a wife. Yovana. Yovana was part of me. We were children together. We loved as children love. But we knew we were meant for each other. Even before that day at the fair.
Dušan is king!
Dušan is king of the fair!
Dušan queen! Dušan is king!
Give me your hand, Yovana.
Here, Dušan.
Stand beside me, Yovana. Repeat after me. I hereby... Give my hand and my heart to Dušan.
Give my hand and my heart to Dušan.
And pledge my life and my love and my future years to my beloved land, Yugoslavia.
And pledge my life and my love and my future years to my beloved land, Yugoslavia.
We are witnesses.
My sister Yvonne and Dusan are pledged.
So was my love for Yovana and my love for my land interwoven as grew as trees, roots joined by the ties of sweet living, herding the sheep, learning our lessons together, growing with free Yugoslavia. We were the free generation, fed on the history of the old and the new Yugoslavia. 500 years of unceasing war against slavery. 25 years of freedom, as dear as our blood. Then I was 20. Yovana was 18. We were betrothed. All of our village celebrated our day of betrothal. Girls in gay costumes. The fiddlers playing the feast. Happy, Yovana?
Happy. There is no word for what I feel now, Dusan. It is the most beautiful day of my life.
You make the day beautiful, Yovana. Oh, I love you.
Oh, Dusan, I will love you as long as I live. Dusan.
Yes, my dearest.
Sometimes I am afraid. It is too perfect to last.
It will last, my Yovana. We'll grow old together. Have children, huh?
Blessing, Yovana.
Oh, what has he said, Yovana? I'll threaten.
Silly.
Fiddlers, artists, everybody. Yovana. Yovana and I were married. We went to Belgrade. 1 year we were given of peace, while the world rocked about us. I was only a little shopkeeper in Belgrade, Adolf Hitler. But I was happy. I laughed, I loved, I sang in church on Sundays. We've been married 1 year. Short time. 12 months to last me all the rest of my life. You who have never known what home and family are, Hitler. You could not know what it meant to see the whiteness of the linen around her throat. Her gentle face. The young sweetness of her eyes. Yovana was only 19. She was to bear a child. We sat in church on Palm Sunday, sang the hymns together.
1 month more, Dusan. And after that, a christening. Dusan, you do not think the war will come to Yugoslavia?
No. No, I told her, curling her fingers in mine beneath the Bible. I lied, but God forgives such lies at such times. Men must make it easy for women when they are about to bear children. War will not come to Belgrade, Yovana. It is an open city. They will not bomb it.
Why should war come to little people like us, Dusan? Who have done nothing but grow to be 19.
And fall in love and marry and have sons.
Dusan, I want sons more than daughters. Because they will look like you. And I love you, Dusan.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Palm Sunday, peace in Belgrade. When is the best time to bomb an open city? Gentle Führer, why on Sunday? Palm Sunday in Belgrade, or Easter Sunday in Sarajevo? Sunday, when tired men rest, then walk slowly to church with their families, to pray, sit in familiar pews, and watch the light come through stained glass windows. Palm Sunday, Bloody Sunday, when the Nazi planes came to Belgrade.
Nazi planes!
Don't be frightened, Yovana. They will not bomb a church.
Dusan! Dusan!
Yovana! not bomb a church. Even after all we heard, I believe that. We captured two pilots and heard all your plans, Adolf Hitler.
All hospitals, schools to be razed to the ground. Churches demolished. Bomb everything. Machine gun whatever moves on the ground. Show no mercy. Belgrade must be destroyed.
And you destroyed it. You damn murderer Hitler. You killed my wife. You destroyed my son yet unborn. And hundreds of thousands born only to die by your bombs. You divided Yugoslavia, carved her in pieces. Half of Slovenia you took. The other half you gave to Mussolini. Dalmatia to Italy, South Serbia to Bulgaria. The Yugoslav Bačka to Hungary. But it was only the land that you carved. Only the plains and the valleys locked from Yugoslavia's body. The mountains and rivers remain for our soldiers to fight from. 200,000 free men live now in the mountains. In Draža Mihailovic's island of freedom.
The voice of Draža thunders low. Fight on heroic technique.
This is our army. Draža Mihailovic's army that mocks your Gestapo. Laughs at your cannon and defies all your planes. Until you have wiped out this army, there will be 500,000 Nazis held here on Yugoslav soil to fight an army of shadows. Shadows without names. The Chetniks of free Yugoslavia, who will one day destroy you.
Achtung! Commandant von Rauschnik killed at Shabbat.
The Chetniks!
Achtung! The whole German garrison wiped out at Kraljevo.
He was not a Chetniks.
He's a Chetniks.
Yes! Mihailovich's Chetniks, Adolf Hitler. The men of no names. They are a name to conjure with now.
10 million dinar for the capture of Draža Mihailovic.
10 million dinar, a fortune. But no one will take it. There are no quislings. No traitors left now in Yugoslavia. We could have had a shameful peace too, at the price of surrender. But all Yugoslavia said...
No! No! No!
No! A strong word to fill the hearts of free men. As a cannonball fills the heart of the cannon. One word... as narrow and sharp as the bayonet point at the throat of the bully. We have no more to lose, Adolf Hitler. We will give you no peace until every German who dishonored our women, every Nazi who slaughtered our elders and captured our children, is dust with the ashes of our farms and our homes and our loved ones. If a people desire freedom, weapons will grow in their hands.
Yes, men and women of America, weapons did grow in their hands. The weapons of nobility and courage and unbelievable fortitude. Freedom is each man's precious, inalienable heritage, to be preserved only with the constant payment of sacrifice. We are asked to make those payments now, but they will be lighter if each of us answers our war bond quota call. It calls for at least 10% of your total income invested in war savings bonds and stamps. At least 10%, more if you can. Remember, every dollar you invest in war savings bonds, you are investing in the future security of America. This is your country. Keep it yours.